The members' support is absolutely essential, and it means that Donegal County Council, as the employer, have to step up to the plate and provide the cover necessary for us to continue this strike action. This strike action has been brought about because the service is no longer fit for purpose, and we need to see a change in the structures that are there currently. The 24/7 nature of the job is out of date, and it's unfair and unreasonable to expect people to have that kind of a commitment, and yet at the same time, the value of it to the employer side is in the region of about between €1 an hour up to maybe about €2.50 an hour for the average fireman across the country, retained fireman. So it's not a full-time job, but it's a full-time hours. Even the full-time service has, they can switch off, go home and spend their evenings with their families. This group of lads can't do that, and that's really difficult.
In terms of the employer, and as you say, Donegal County Council is the employer. Now, the council is to a certain extent hamstrung by government in terms of things like the money, in terms of the terms and conditions. Would you believe there is a lot the council can be doing, you know, to resolve this locally, that it doesn't all have to be resolved nationally? Some of this can be resolved in Lifford.
Well, I don't think it can be resolved in Lifford without funding. But we've always been told that as far as an emergency service goes, the funding will be provided. If it costs €1 million, if it costs €10 million, that fund will be provided. But in order to have secure these guys and have a proper work and life balance, then it does need a resource. And Donegal County Council needs to bring pressure to bear. The one thing that I'm disappointed with at the moment is we have five stations now out on a rolling over the next week on a rolling basis. And those five stations now, as far as management are concerned, it's business as usual. There's no contingency plan being put in place. And other than the predetermined attendance will go out, the call will go out to the next available station. Our guys have committed that we will not be reckless. We have committed that when a station is down or off route, that the other stations will back it up. But management need to come with a plan around that. They need to mobilise these stations and have standby put in place to cover for this. What they're doing now, if we have a major incident like we had in Creasla, they ensured that there was proper cover put in the county. Now we're five stations down and there's no proper cover being put on. And that's the example. We need more than that. That would demonstrate proper support and a proper contingency plan, and that would bring pressure to bear on the government.
Do you believe Gary Martin and his department are doing enough in terms of the communication with Dublin, in terms of saying to the minister and to the minister's civil servants, look, we need the resources in order to ensure that we can do the job here on the ground in Donegal?
If you ask my opinion on that, the answer, short answer to that is no. First of all, they're not telling me what they're saying. So all I can see is their actions, and their actions do not match the support that we believe is necessary. And I call on Gary Martin and Joseph McTaggart as the fire chief to ensure that these guys are covered, that the onus is not put back on them and in their communities, where they feel the moral obligation, the vocational aspect of the job, that isn't being manipulated to their end. You know, putting the onus back on the firefighters themselves is unfair, unreasonable, and to be fair about it, demonstrates that there is no support from the management team towards the fire service.
Are you effectively saying you've been taking us for granted, don't stay doing that because we might not be taken for granted in the future?
That's like we're exactly saying we're not going to be taken for granted any longer. We have to make a stand. The reason we're making the stand is twofold. One, yes, the guys need a work-life balance. But what's the service going to look like in 10, 15 years when we can't recruit? When we haven't got people coming into the service, people who are prepared to have this on-call nature, to live up to that expectation, to live within 2.5 to 3 kilometres from their station and work in that area and earn a living and be able to have a mortgage. On the salaries that the lads get here from the fire service alone would not get them a mortgage. They would not be able to buy a car, let alone a mortgage. The problem is they have to have another job, and they depend on the goodwill of the employers that they're employed with, or else they have to set up a business on their own. If they're unemployed, very, very unfortunate position to be in. They still have to claim dole and all the rest. So this is just not a fair system anymore. It just does not suit the 21st century.